Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thank you for being here today as we announce a very important new tool that will be utilized by not only Erie County government, but our partners in government, and can be utilized by the public. As I am here today with our Deputy County Executive, Lisa Shimera. We're also joined by our Commissioner of the Department of Public Works, William Gary, and the Deputy Commissioners responsible for the Highways Divisions and the Roads, Karen Hoke. We are also joined by our Commissioner of the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, Dan Neverth Jr., as well as Karen Nowak, the Special Assistant, and our Commissioner of Parks and Recreation, Troy Schinzel, as we officially announce Erie County's Winter Storm Scale website. You see the website on the page there. We are also joined by Dr. Nick Basil, remotely from the University of Albany Weather Excellence Center and the New York State Mesonet, because the document that you're seeing, I shouldn't say document, it's an online web page, was produced and prepared by Dr. Basil and his team at the University of Albany. And we'll turn it over to Dr. Basil in a few moments to talk a little bit more about the page. But what, if you remember post-blizzard, we talked about some things that we were going to do to try to get more information to better inform the public as well as ourselves about the severity of storms. And one of the things I talked about was having a blizzard rating based on like a hurricane system. But we realized as we were going along that that really doesn't make sense because a blizzard is a blizzard, and people should be, when they hear that there's a blizzard warning that's been issued, they shouldn't say, oh, it's only a Category 1 blizzard, because a blizzard is bad. It really doesn't matter what category a blizzard is, the worst possible or a blizzard, because a blizzard on its own is just a bad thing, which we can't have people on the roads, can't have people ignoring driving bans. So then we worked with the University of Albany team from Dr. Basil to come up with something different. And what they've come up with is the Erie County Winter Storm Scale, which is based off of the National Weather Service's storm scale for winter storms. But what we did is we wanted to make certain it was specialized for our county, for our region, so that people could also identify what the danger was based on the municipality that they lived in. If you remember last year, I took a map of Erie County and basically wrote in the communities and superimposed a massive storm that was coming to show people where the storm was expected. And it was amazing because what I found out very quickly is people may know that they live in the town of Colden, but they don't necessarily know other communities. And so what it did is it let people know that what we have coming in the community will affect them at the granular level. So This is sort of based off of that. We have here on the screen right now and on the map next to me what would have been if we had the winter storm scale in effect for the blizzard of 2022. And what you see on the map is you see all the municipalities, you see the snow bands based on the expected amount of snow, and then you also have at the bottom, which is coordinated with the dots on here, the expected severity of the storm, whether it's just winter weather, minor, moderate, major, or extreme. The storm classification was extreme for 2022. But it wasn't necessarily extreme in every area of Erie County or Western New York. And that is shown here based on the dots, where you have purple dots to show where it's extreme. But then you had the major dots, the reds. Those are where it was a major storm, but it wasn't extreme. But there were even some areas of the community in Erie County, like Grand Island or parts of Sardinia and Collins, where it was just a moderate storm. And if we had this site live as of the snow we had a couple weeks ago, and this, you would have seen in that report there how it was broken down, where it was basically some dots were in yellow, others were just in the gray because it was just our traditional weather. This is not to replace meteorologists at local stations, but it's to give additional information directly to the public on where the storm is expected to be, the severity of the storm, as well as snow totals. The site breaks it down over a three-day period, over 6 hours for each three-day period. So you can look at it, what it's going to be in the next day, the second day, the third day, based on six-hour increments. And then something that this site has that we don't think anyone has ever had is an expectation of snowfall and the impact of the severity of the storm on the throughway. We have it broken down three different ways. We have it broken down from the Pennsylvania line basically to Rochester. Then we have a breakdown just in Erie County alone in the throughway exits. And then we have it in this shown here broken down based on the throughway exits from Cleveland to Syracuse. And if you looked at the storm based on the expectation of what occurred back in December of 22, you would see in Cleveland it was a minor snowfall event. Then it was moderate as you got closer to the Pennsylvania line. And then you had the major and extremes here in Erie County. But then a huge drop-off in the Rochester area, where there really was almost no snow that was predicted at all or fell between Rochester and Syracuse. So what we're going to do is on the website, you'll be able to click and actually see the breakdown based on just Erie County throughway exits from the New York State line to Rochester and then from Cleveland to Syracuse, which, because as we know, what often happens is truckers will be in Pennsylvania or Ohio and they'll think, oh, I'm just going to drive up. It's not so bad. But we want people to understand, okay, maybe it's okay in Cleveland. Maybe it's not bad by the Pennsylvania line from Ohio, but it's going to start getting bad. So this is a tool that can also be used by the Thruway Authority and as well as Pennsylvania and parts of Ohio as well to let the truckers know you shouldn't be coming to this region. There are a lot of other tools that are available on the website, but I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Basil now to talk a little bit about why we went about this method, which is to do the storm scale based on the National Weather Services, but also how the predictions will be run. And the other thing that I think is important, this website is not being run by Erie County. It's being run by Dr. Basil and his teams at the University of Albany. So we will not be inputting anything. It'll actually be coming from the experts, the weather experts and meteorologists with Dr. Basil's team at the University of Albany. So Dr. Basil, you're live.
Thank you so much, Sam. And thank you for that great introduction of the tool. And just want to start off by saying that we're really thankful for being able to work on this project. It's really something that, you know, we're passionate about here at UAlbany. And so when we started this, when we got that first challenge of, hey, I want a 5-point, you know, rating scale, we put our heads together and we thought about it. And we thought to ourselves, you know what? The National Weather Service already has a rating scale of a sort that is 5 points, five different values, and that's what's shown right there, that kind of gray, yellow, orange, red, and purple. But the thing about those ratings are that they're unique to every different spot, which is good in some ways. But if you're thinking about how do I think about my county as a whole, Erie County as a whole, we wanted to put all of those together and come up with just one countywide rating scale, while also being true to the fact that we all know lake effect snow hits certain municipalities much harder than it might others when you have a given storm. And so we hope that this identifies the best of both worlds. As the county executive highlighted, this note, the different impacts along the thruway in different parts. It also notes kind of key census things like elderly population living alone, how many of them are impacted. It notes how much snow is on average going to fall along the thruway in Erie County, along with some other factors like that. So we're really happy to have been able to create this project and contribute to this work, and we look forward to seeing how it can benefit Erie County throughout the winter this winter.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate all the good work of your team and the work that'll come. I'm glad Dr. Basil mentioned the impact associated with population. There's also, you can actually, when it's live, if you go to it today, it's live, but there's no snow in the forecast for the next 3 days. So it'll just be a plain map, which it's kind of scrolling every now and then on the screen. During a snow situation, this is what you'd see. You'd see it, the gradients broken down between from just traditional winter weather all the way up to extreme if we had an extreme storm that was predicted. But very granular, so you can even see if you live in the northwestern part of the town of Holland, you can see what it's going to be in the northwestern part of the town of Holland as compared to if you live in Grand Island and you live in the northwestern part of Grand Island, big difference. And while Erie County itself is not huge, square miles, it's about the same size as the state of Rhode Island. And so we sometimes forget about that. We have to treat Erie County in its separate areas. And one thing I realized a lot is when people think of the center of Erie County, central Erie County, they think of the city of Buffalo. The city of Buffalo is in northern Erie County. The center of Erie County is basically straight across from Lackawanna, West Seneca, but also includes Hamburg, Orchard Park. In southern Erie County, so some of the parts that we talk of the south towns are actually in central Erie County. And the southern part of Erie County is actually the area that often gets hit hard. We talk about it as ski country. But I want people to understand that Erie County is a lot larger than most people think. When we talk about the geography of it. But as a result, storms treat different parts of Erie County totally different. All we got to do is think about the storm that hit 11 years ago, 2014. It was sunny and people were golfing in the northern part of Erie County. And in what's really central Erie County, they were dealing with it ended up being 80 inches of snow. That's what can happen in a lake effect storm here. I want to turn over to our Deputy County Executive, Lisa Shamir, to talk a little bit more about this tool. And as I said, this is an online tool that everyone can access. If you go to the website that you see there, nyswrcc.org/COEweather/ECWSS. If you go to it today, it's going to have all the maps, but there's going to be nothing really on it because we don't have snow forecast for the future. But you can go check it out and see how it works. Deputy?
Thank you very much. So winter preparedness really is an ongoing collaborative effort with all of our departments. And one of the things that I want to talk specifically about is what we do with our COAD, Community Organizations Active During a Disaster. It is so critically important that our community partners are aware of the weather. And one of the things that we do often is we will send them weather reports, but they're pretty, you know, just what's happening in the future, perhaps. A tool like this is going to be so incredibly valuable because what we know is that individuals need different resources at different times. One of the things that was mentioned in this tool is identifying older adults, perhaps, in a municipality. So we are able to activate our COAD with very specific information on the needs throughout our community, which is incredibly important. So this tool is so valuable for so many reasons. What we also know is preparedness really is before, during, and after. that before opportunity to prepare a community and a municipality for the specific needs that they need is crucial, and this tool will be so extremely valuable. So I want to thank the county executive. Winter preparedness has been a top priority of his. This tool has been a top priority, and I think it's going to be extremely beneficial for all of Erie County. So thank you.
Thank you, Madam Deputy. As I said, this is just one tool that we have in our tool belts, but this is one that actually can be utilized not just by county departments and offices, but by the public. So they can truly see the impact of a snow event broken down even to their neighborhood in some ways. And as I said, there's also additional information that hasn't really ever existed before when you break it down by exits on the thruway. And then if you look at it, as Dr. Basil noted, regarding the population of Erie County, the age of the population, the impact. So we will have this additional tool at our disposal, and so will everyone else. And we think it's something that's great to have. We're hosting this press conference today because we didn't want to do it the day before a major snow event. We want the public to understand it's there. We want our friends in the media to understand it's there. As we go forward with our responses to storms in the future, you will hear us reference the website and the Erie County Winter Storm Scale so that people understand that not only is this there, but it's there to help and protect everyone. With that, I'll open up to questions. If you have any questions for Dr. Basil, just let me know beforehand so we can get it to him. Yes, Jeff.
So it's important not only to inform residents, but it also will help in terms of the response from Erie County. That's another tool that you have to sort of formulate a response.
Well, I'll give you a good example of that. Yes, the question was not only does it help the public, but it also will allow for a better response for Erie County. And Parks Commissioner Schinzel and I were just talking beforehand. This will allow the Parks Department to know we need to move the bully piston snow cats that can go anywhere that we have maybe in southern Erie County because the snow is not expected to be there to areas in the north so it could be utilized if it had to be used to rescue people. So yes, it will allow us to much more granularly take a look at where the impacted area is supposed to be and then move our equipment as necessary. One of the problems that we've had in some of our major storms in the past, and the Commissioner of Public Works can testify to this, is we could have lots of equipment in the southern or northern part of Erie County, but if the snow's so bad that they can't drive into it, it doesn't really matter. But if this gives us the opportunity to move equipment beforehand because we have a much more understanding of where the storm's going to hit and the severity of it, then it allows us to address it much better.
You mentioned truck traffic and trying to get people who are on the thruways closed. How will this help kind of cause some of the bottleneck we see in the suburbs when the semis are pushed off the thruway and end up just clogging all the secondaries? Are you hoping they see this beforehand, either to reroute or not even enter our area?
The question was with regards to the thruway and how will this impact with regards to rerouting trucks and so forth. Of course, we'll be sharing this information with the Thruway Authority. We have a much better system of dealing with snow and the impact of closure of the thruway than we did 10 years ago. 10 years ago, those trucks just ended up going onto Route 5 and Route 20, and then they ended up getting stuck, especially in the storm 11 years ago. So there were changes that were made to reroute them to the 390, to go on, I think it's Interstate 86 to the 390. The truckers aren't happy. They do everything possible to try to avoid it, but they're also told you're going to get stuck. You can't go forward. You could end up getting ticketed. So I think it's important for people to understand that we'll be sharing this information, not just with the Thruway Authority, but New York State Troopers, our partners in Pennsylvania, so they understand as we work together now to address the problems, because what we've seen in storms before is if we get trucks stuck on these major thoroughfares, it makes it very difficult for us to clean the roads because you can't clean the roads until you move the truck. And we're not generally towing trucks, but we are getting in a situation where sometimes we have to tow them if they get stuck on a hill, jackknifed. So we'll be sharing this information with all under the hopes that, and here's on the screen right now is the section regarding the thruway as if it was during the blizzard. We'll hope that this will result in less other traffics on major routes across the community.
This one's for Dr. Basil. Did he design this from scratch, or has he made a tool like this for another municipality before?
This question is for Dr. Basil. He wanted to know Holly wanted to know if you designed this from scratch or was this something that you utilized for another municipality elsewhere?
This is something that we designed from scratch, with the caveat being that we were sort of standing a little bit on the shoulders of the National Weather Service who created the original scale. But after that, we designed it to fit Erie County because it takes into account things like population. And if a storm hits downtown Buffalo, that's going to have a bigger effect than if the same storm hits outside of downtown Buffalo. So it factors in aspects that are unique to Erie County as well.
Any other questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
We know that language barrier was an issue in the past storms. How is this tool kind of addressing
it? The question is, we knew that language barrier was a problem in past storms. How is this tool addressing it? It does not have other languages directly associated with this website, but we are working with our COAD and we're working with our various partners mm-hmm. to ensure that the accurate information is distributed out to individuals that we work with to translate. We cannot translate every page, but we can ensure, especially considering this isn't even ours, it's run by the University of Albany, but we can work with our partners and partner organizations to ensure that the accurate information is shared with them and that they understand what this means. It's not easy to deal with individuals who do not have English as their first language or maybe English as their second language. So our goal is to ensure that the accurate information be shared to the general public, especially the organizations in our COAD, and I'll let the deputy county executive talk more about it, so that they can get that information out to the people in the community.
So the goal really is, during a weather event, is collaboration and communication. And that collaborative piece is so incredibly important. Information is shared with community partners, school districts, and of course other municipalities. And one of the things that we've really focused on is making sure that communication piece is available to all that need it. So the International Institute is part of our COAD, and they work with us when we're doing messaging, Erie County messaging. We work with the International Institute to make sure it's available in different languages and posted on social media. The other thing about that is when we posted, COAD knows to post the same information that Erie County is posting. It is reliable, it's in different languages, and it provides resources to those that need it.
Is there any language to accompany this that gives advice to residents what action to take? So for example, like if it's 5 extreme, what should they do along with that? Because that helps us, the media as well, to try to advise residents.
This, because it's a weather, is put together by the experts at the Weather Center in Albany. They're not going to make the recommendations on what people should do. We will. And if it's extreme, the recommendation is simple. Stay home. Stay where you are. If you're not home, but you're in a location where you can stay safely, stay there. When I think about the blizzard, we know that every single individual who died. The first death was hours after the blizzard started. It wasn't immediate. It was individuals who sometimes left a safe location to go to somewhere else, whether they tried to walk, whether they tried to drive. There was a significant amount of individuals who, unfortunately, because of the power outages, especially seniors, went through hypothermia and passed. But the problem is you can't, it was worse outside. We've addressed a number of things. National Grid has addressed the issues with regards to their substations to ensure that they don't have the problem like they did, which was substations freezing during that storm, which is exactly what they basically turned into giant blocks of ice. No one ever thought that would happen, but it did. So there's a lot of things that have been done, but the information will be coming from the public officials, from our emergency responders, our law enforcement. But if it gets into even major category, if it's major category, it is not good. That's the kind of situation where we're getting snow at 3 inches per hour. You can easily get stuck on the roads. Once we get to extreme, we've only had the extreme on a few occasions, and it's generally a blizzard or it's a very bad snowstorm where we're really getting up more than 3 inches, 5 inches or greater per hour of snow, and which traffic is not just hazardous, it could be deadly. Mm-hmm. During my tenure as county executive, we've had people who went out in snowstorms when they shouldn't have and gotten in car accidents and died. We've had people drive off roads because they couldn't see where they were going and get stuck in a ditch, and then we couldn't get to them. So when it gets to that major category, people should not be on the roads. They should be wherever they can be. The only people who should be out at that point are first responders. When we had the extreme category, we got to points during the blizzard where we couldn't even put our first responders and Department of Public Works crews on the roads. It was too dangerous for them. And when you had trained experts, including those who train in extreme winter weather situations, as we saw in the blizzard, come back and say, it is too dangerous for me to be out there. I could die. And they're in full parka gear and everything you could imagine to keep warm. You can imagine the individual who gets stuck in their vehicle and all they have on is a light jacket. And that's what happened in situations, unfortunately, in the blizzard. So we want people to understand, if a driving ban is in place, it's not to make your life miserable. It's to ensure that we keep people off the roads because it's a dangerous situation and allows us to get rid of the snow. A driving ban, I had one person once say to me, and it drove me crazy, I find a driving ban inconvenient. It's not there for your inconvenience. It's there to protect the public and give our Department of Public Works and all the other crews the ability to clean up the roads when we can't because people get stuck. So I'm hopeful we don't have a really bad storm this year. We just came off the anniversaries of two really bad snowstorms, but we know between this period and basically January, we could get some really nasty snowstorms as long as the lake is not frozen. And that's one of the reasons why we have this tool here.
The classifications, are they just based on snowfall and models?
No.
Or do they also trigger like wind speed and temperature? Do those all play a role in where it hits on the classification?
Did you hear that, Dr. Basil?
Yes, okay. I did. So the question is, are they just based on snowfall amounts or are they based on other things like wind speed and extra things? The snow amount is the primary consideration, but there are other factors that go into this, such as will there be blowing snow? I already mentioned population is a weighting as well. So while snow is the primary one, this scale does consider other types of factors that influence how bad a winter storm is, because we know from thinking back to the Buffalo Blizzard here, that was preceded just a month earlier by, you know, a 7-foot snowstorm that was quote unquote only snow. And we know that that one wasn't as impactful as this one because it didn't have those extreme winds, that blowing snow, those extreme cold conditions and so on.
One of the things you could see on the map, as I'm looking at it here, it's on the screen, you could see over a 3-day period a projection of 3 feet of snow, but not necessarily be anything other than moderate. Because if we're getting 12 inches of snow a day, or basically less than half an inch an hour, we can handle that. But a foot of snow a day with 75 mile an hour winds could be much worse. And I think the example that was talked about that Dr. Basil referenced is the November 2022 storm had a lot more snowfall than the blizzard did. But the blizzard was worse because of the extreme wind conditions and also the colder temperatures, which made it very life-threatening as compared to the snow, which was in November, which was bad, but it still wasn't as anywhere near the severity as the snowstorm that happened a month later. Any other questions? If not, you can go and check out the website at the link on the page. I want to thank once again Dr. Basil and his crew for the work that they did to build this site. Also have to thank our friends at the National Weather Service, because we are using their winter storm severity key from just basic winter weather, minor, moderate, major, extreme. We need to be all prepared for winter. You should have your houses prepared for winter in case you lose power. You should also have your cars prepared. If you don't have your winter brush, your ice scraper, extra clothes in your car now, put it in now. We've already received initial report that we might get some winter weather after Thanksgiving. And if that's the case, we're prepared and everyone else should be prepared. Thank you to my team in Erie County Government for the work that you've done in helping put this winter storm severity index scale in place as it pertains to Erie County. And we are planning for members of the media, once we have a significant snowfall on the projection, to hold our usual press conference at one of the barns to talk about some of the new equipment that we bought this year and what people should prepare for as the storm comes up, but that we don't have scheduled yet because we don't know what we're getting. Thanks, everyone. Have a good day and be safe.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.